Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I'm only slightly kidding here. Have you contacted payroll and asked for time and a half as many times as you played overtime already this year?
It's crazy. It's crazy, like we talked about on the Tuesday press conference. That, you know, I've had quite a few of these in the past. I think I said 11 or 12. I think we had 14 ties one year. You know, so I'm just thinking that we probably had 16, 17 overtime games, Schultze, but who knows? I didn't do any fact-checking on that, but six out of the last eight is a lot.
I realize it's, at max 5 minutes. Does that take a toll week after week after week? I mean, you get to that point, you're playing the same guys, the intensity level's ratcheted up a little bit. Does that have a toll as the games go on?
I don't think so, Schultze. It's only 5 minutes, and a lot of them are 2-3 shifts each guy. I don't think so at all.
What did you like best about how your team played last week?
I just thought we had a good balanced attack. I thought we defended well. I thought we didn't give up a lot. I liked how we managed the puck. I liked our physicality. I thought we just played really a well-rounded weekend, and I really believe that, like, the six periods, I liked us for four of the six periods, and the other two I thought were just kind of draws. I just thought, again, for being on the road and being in a difficult building against a really good hockey team, our guys passed the test, and that was a nice standard to play. So I told them again, I'm gonna try and hold them to that.
I realize it's still November, but there is a distinct separation already, the top of this league and the bottom. Kind of early for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of odd, and I sure didn't anticipate it, but that's the way it's looking right now.
Is that a good thing? Maybe you got a bunch of teams who have been playing really, really well, and that kind of picks everyone up.
I don't know. I like us doing well and everybody else doing 500. So that's a tough question for me to answer.
You've had a lot of moving parts, especially the fourth line. I think you've gotten something every night out of that line. Do you like how interchangeable that line has been?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys want to play, and they're doing what's necessary to play, and that's called competition.
Does that competition foster, one night to the next, based on, one guy's in the lineup, then the next guy's in the lineup, because I got to play as good as that guy, or something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, it's complex. There's a lot that goes into it, Schultze, and one guy can say, well, gosh, I played really good last night. He's out of the lineup. Well, the other guy played really good too when he was in the lineup, and you got an opportunity. So sometimes we just need to get guys in so we can just get experience, and we can be ready versus playing the same set of guys. It's just, we got some interchangeable parts, Schultze.
And that's a good problem to have.
I think so. I mean, you do. You want to have interchangeable parts, and you want guys happy, and you want guys contributing, and there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot, outside, what you and I are thinking about, too, that goes into it, too. I mean, psychologically, that's a big, it's a big piece of it, too.
Jake McClain back in. He was out last week with an injury. Does the center on that fourth line, for lack of a better term, need some consistency? Because Jake can bring it to you.
Yeah, it's nice. You do want you want consistency up the middle. You absolutely do. But we got other guys. Jackson Panzer can play center. Alexi can play center. So we got a little versatility. But Jake's been kind of, he's holding on the fort with that unit, with that group.
What does he do so well?
Well, he's experienced. He's played a lot of hockey. I think that's probably the best thing. And he can kill. He's doing a good job killing penalties. I mean, if you can kill penalties, you're going to play. And that's what I tell guys, like, you want to play, be a heck of a penalty killer. If you're an average penalty killer, it's easy for me to take you out of the lineup. So there's just, that's a key component. Play good defense, manage the puck, forecheck hard, play physical, be a boost, for our other lines. All those things, Schultze. There's a lot that goes into it, and they understand. They know it. They know the score.
When you recruit, and I'm going to really oversimplify this, does everybody that you recruit kill penalties and be on the power play?
No. No.
Vast majority?
No. Maybe, but there's more power play guys. We're taking more power play guys than penalty killers, if that makes sense. Not that there's guys that don't do both in juniors. Of course there is, but, to what degree? It's all over the map.
Does that give a guy an edge if two potential recruits are even?
For sure. I mean, it's called versatility.
More with Coach Sertori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two, with head coach Tom Sertori. On to the Northern Michigan Wildcats, Tom. Fans can do this. Members of the media can do this. You look at a record and you go, huh. As a coach, what do you see when you watch Northern Michigan play?
Well, they got a better team than their record indicates. They swept us last year at home. They could have a lot of wins right now. It's always a scary weekend when you're playing an opponent like this. And we were just praying that they were going to win a game against Michigan Tech. There's just no easy games. Go ask Minnesota against Long Island. I just know our level way too well, and the media doesn't understand our level. A lot of the fans don't understand how good the 50th ranked team or the 55th ranked team, how good they are. I mean, heck, we've been in the 40s a lot of times when we've been good, and we bloodied noses, and we beat the North Dakotas and the St. Clouds when we've been in the 40s. So it's all over the map. It's major college hockey. It's a heck of a level, and anybody can beat anybody.